Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. See their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
Big news for Disney lovers. The amazing Cynthia Erivo has joined the cast of the live-action Pinocchio as the Blue Fairy. She posted the news to her Insta along with the captions, "Dreams really do come true." She'll star alongside Tom Hanks, who will portray the kindly Geppetto, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jiminy Cricket, and Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, you know, the kid from The Haunting of Bly Manor, he will star as Pinocchio. The movie is being directed by Back to the Future legend Robert Zemeckis and will be out late next year.
A search warrant has been issued to retrieve the black box from the Tiger Woods crashed SUV. Meantime, first responders say there was no alcohol or drugs involved.
The deputy on scene assessed the condition of Tiger Woods and there was no evidence of any impairment whatsoever. He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics, or anything like that that would bring that into question. So that was not a concern at the time.
I guess looking at the black box is just to decide how the car veered off the hill.
And maybe how fast he was going.
Yep. SpongeBob's best friend Patrick is getting his own show.
Hey SpongeBob, wanna go jellyfishing?
Sorry, Patrick, I can't. I have school today.
What am I supposed to do all day while you're at school?
I don't know. What do you normally do when I'm gone?
Wait for you to get back.
Oh, Nickelodeon has ordered a spin-off series, The Patrick Star Show, which is a prequel which follows a younger Patrick who still lives at home with his parents. The series will introduce new characters from Bikini Bottom, with 13 episodes expected to air before the end of the year.
You a fan of Janet Jackson? Well, for those of you who are, we're getting a documentary. Whether we like it or not, Janet will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of her debut album with a two-part doco to air on Lifetime in early 2022. The two-night, four-hour feature will give full access to the music icon, highlighting her musical career and her personal life, including her 2004 Super Bowl halftime performance with Justin Timberlake, the death of her brother Michael Jackson, and her music career.
Okay, then. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepherd appeared on The Ellen Show on Wednesday and shared that they're hosting a new game show and will compete on it. The Hollywood power couple will host Family Game Fight on NBC.
Not just hosting, but also playing.
Competing.
With the families.
Yeah.
So we're going to have two families, Dax's family, my family, and we'll be playing against each other for a while for $100,000. But at the end, the sort of like winning family will try to get them up in their numbers to win the entire show and win the whole $100,000.
That sounds fun. And there's a lot of new music to listen out for today. Justin Bieber will drop his single Hold On. Yeah, that's all we've got of that. Bruno Mars and Andy Park's new band Silk Sonic will give us their first single from the album. Drake is also releasing his latest track Scary Hours 2. And Selena Gomez and DJ Snake have teamed up to give us Selfish Love.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.